The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Listen, I know it's Youth Waterfowl Day, and I know it's Veterans Waterfowl Day, but it is a nasty, nasty day out there. It's very cold. It's very, very windy, wind in the high 20s. There's a gale warning out right now, so just be careful, please. We have it as 25 right here, or 23 coming up here in Easton, headed down to 18, and that'll be at 11 o'clock this morning. So the temperatures are falling. The wind is picking up, and high wind warning till Sunday, 12 a.m. So just be careful out there. So please, no duck is worth it. No duck or goose is worth your life. And I know, I understand the enjoyment of the camaraderie, and I understand the special occasion for the youth and the veterans hunt out there. But unless you're in a good, you know, sheltered spot or in a pit or something, just be careful. That's all I got to say. All right. And if you're on your way, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're waiting for Joe to call back from the last hour. He called at the last minute. I've got no trail cam pictures of deer at all this year. Well, I mean, a couple early on. And, oh, look what we got. There's a raccoon from last night. And just now, here at 5:57, a red fox wandered into the picture. How about that? Very nice. Okay, 410-922-6680. And the answer to your question, Bill, is yes, I went all 3 days on a primitive hunt. Didn't see a single deer until the very last day, 100 yards away on the neighbor's property. They popped up out of a grass bed where I suspected they had been laying all 3 days after the ice formed, but extremely difficult walk. And I even had reports from Kent County where there was a horse farm where the ice was so thick, the ice was not being penetrated by the horses walking on it. So, I mean, you know, deer with their cloven hooves, they're having a tough time in that heavy-duty ice on top of the snow, that's for sure. Now, I had two deer that must have lived close to the bait. They were on camera. They come out, I think, two different nights, but they had broken through early on, and only two sets of deer tracks of all the deer that are on that property, so it was very interesting. All right, let's see. Good morning, Joe. How are you? How's things in Parkville this morning? Cold, windy?
Good morning, Al. Cold and windy? You know, it is tough, but you can always go out for pheasant or rabbit, right?
you could if you wanted to.
Did you hear about the priest, the minister, and the rabbit that went into the blood bank? And the nurse at the blood bank said to the priest, he said, "What type of blood are you?" And he said, "Type B." She said to the minister, "What type of blood are you?" He said, "I'm type A." She said to the rabbit, "What type of blood are you?" He says, "I think I'm a typo."
Good one. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Typo. Okay. I'm a typo. Rabbi. I'm with you.
It was a bad joke. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Did you tell me you had a Savage 99?
No. I wish I did.
Oh, 300. Yeah. Okay. 300.
Nope. We had some Remington shotguns, and we had some 22s and some. But you know. No Savage. I every so often I would be running through the pages of the different books, and I drool over those things. So you know.
Oh yeah, well, my grandfather had one. He also had a Sweet 16 Ithaca, and they're all gone. Yeah, I have no idea. I guess some of the other cousins have them at this point, but
I certainly hope so. Certainly hope so.
I hope they took care of him. He also had an 1892. I can't remember the model number. I remember it was a 4440. It had a brass side plate and had an octagon barrel on it, and that was the coolest looking gun, lever action. That was the coolest looking gun, but and I don't even know how he wound up with that. But
those octagon barrels are kind of neat looking, anyhow.
Yeah, yeah. I saw one the other day at Albright's. They have one in there that's doesn't have the brass side plate, and I don't know what the caliber is, but it's a takedown model.
Ooh.
Yeah, from the 1890s. So beautiful gun, octagon barrel. Cool looking gun.
Well, when I was 10 years old, I still remember my grandfather finally went and got himself a semi-auto shotgun, which he's always been a pump gun man. We were all of us were pump types.
Sure.
And I still remember, though, I was 10 years old, we were down in Florida and took a hand trap out to one of the old drainage canals with nobody around. But the only shotgun that fit me didn't have a kick pad on it.
Oh.
Now, it was a 12-gauge, but it did not
black and blue.
Over. It just black and blue.
Black and blue,
sure.
Wow. Well, my first shotgun was a 16-gauge single shot. Bought at Sears and Roebuck, and had a break action was a big button on the sides, about the size of a nickel. And you press this you press this button in with your... reach across underneath it, or but it was on the left side, middle of the left side of the receiver, and you push the button in and break it open, and it full choke, quite a rabbit gun. I killed a rabbit. I remember I killed a rabbit at 53 yards one time with that thing.
Wow.
My dad
was quick on rabbits. We were hunting a little Christmas tree farm. It was one of them ducked a corner, and my father had broke its hind leg and cut its ear off.
Oh, brother.
We went over and dispatched it quickly.
Sure.
But I didn't have the reflexes he had. He was just quick. And I was 18 years old at the time. And
wow.
And we would be going. And of course, he hadn't been hunting in probably 18 years, because when I was 18, he before that, there weren't that many places that he knew. He didn't know anybody where he could go hunting. And so he was from Ohio. But we got out, and he grew up in an era when you hunted from dawn to dusk.
Yeah, sure.
And we tromped over those same fields time and time again, and I finally said to him, Pop, I said, you haven't done this in a long time, and if we keep going, you're just going to have leg cramps tomorrow.
Exactly.
And I finally convinced him about 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we would take off, and then we would go get a nice sandwich, one beer, and head home and clean up the game and take care of everything. So
that's the way to do it. I cut my teeth on rabbits. I mean, squirrels and rabbits was the thing back when I was a kid, and I had a beautiful place to do it. We lived on a big piece of property where the nursing home was. I moved when I was 6 years old, and I had a creek that I could go catch minnows and crayfish in, and fallow fields with rabbits in it, little pine trees planted. I had woods. I had, and I learned to rabbit hunt there a little bit, but... Mm-hmm. When I moved to Somerset, I was 14, Somerset, or Berlin, Pennsylvania. My dad had a fellow who liked to hunt and fish. He was from Washington State, carried an old double barrel with no trigger guard on it. No trigger guard. And he wore the old Woolridge coat, that had a big old button on the side pocket, and every now and then that button would catch a net trigger. Oh, yeah. But anyway, he taught me how to rabbit hunt. He taught me how to, a lot of strip mines up there, so they'd cut the trees and the hollow trees down, and they'd leave them lay, and find the rabbits in the hollow trees. We'd find rabbits in the woods. We'd find rabbits when it got cold. We'd poke under the creek bottom, under the creek banks, and poke them out from under the creek banks. hay fields in the woods up against the trees. And my favorite rabbit story was we were hunting in a swamp, and it was snow on the ground. And the rabbits, you could see the rabbit tracks going from little hummock of grass to hummock of grass. They'd go in and they'd hide under these hummocks of grass that had fallen over, you know. And I shot a couple, and I'm looking down, and there's Earl. He's down there walking around one of these little hidey holes, and he's checking tracks, of course. And I'm like, what in the world is he doing? And he kneels down, and he takes the forearm off his shot. He pops the shotgun up, and he takes the shells out. I'm like, what? What are you doing, man? And I'm not talking to him. I can see him, but I'm not talking. I'm just watching him. And he takes the forearm off, and he grabs the two barrels off of his shotgun, lays the stock and forearm on the snow, and he walks over, and he smacks that piece of grass with that double barrel, just the barrels, and comes out with a rabbit. Why waste a shell? He could see the rabbit sitting in there, and he disassembled his shotgun and whacked it rather than shot it.
Well, the thing about it is that you're talking about somebody went through the Depression. You don't waste a shell.
Well, that's true. That's true. My dad and his buddy went through the Depression, and Ed had a .22, my dad's friend, and he better come back with, you know, as much game as he had ammo. If he took five .22 shells, he better come back with five squirrels or five rabbits or a combination thereof. So
So that's my father worked. And I were walking through this wooded area, and all of a sudden a little covey took off, and birds going every which way, and I was not used to any of this stuff. We were looking at pheasants and rabbits, and we were looking for rabbits and squirrels at that time. My father went, "Damn!" He says. That was quail, Joe. We could have shot them.
That's right. First covey of quail I ever saw in my life, I had no idea what I was looking at. Because they'd gotten in a defense circle. I don't know if you've ever seen them form a circle. The whole covey gets in. Well, they get in this beautiful circle. All their heads are pointing out.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this thing. I'm up on a bank, and I'm looking down a little bit down, you know, below me, like 10 yards below me. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, what is that? I couldn't tell. It was beautiful. It was symmetrical. It looked like a wreath laying on the floor of the woods there. And I'm like, what is that? Well, it didn't take them long to blow up, and I had quail everywhere. I didn't realize what it was. I mean, it was a blizzard. But it was the coolest thing, one of the coolest things I've ever seen in nature was a covey of quail in a defensive circle. Yeah. So, pretty cool.
Some of those automatic responses and recognition of what it is you're looking at it's just, and if you don't start young enough, I mean, like I said, at 18, we're going out hunting, and a pheasant takes off, and I don't know if it's a ringneck or a hen, you know,
right.
My dad just says, well, there's a certain sound and a certain look and a certain, he says, I can't describe it to you. It just is. Only one time that he accidentally hit a hen, and he as he shot it, he went, oh, damn.
Yeah.
And he just, pardon my language, but he said, and, you know, he turned to me, we went over, he says, Joe.
Don't curse on the air.
Yes, I won't, I will not, I will try not to curse on the air, but he said, he said, what are we going to do? And I said, Pop, you know, we haven't seen a game warden in all the years we've been coming here. And I said, it's just going to go to waste. You know, we didn't do it on purpose.
No. Nope.
And he said, yeah, so we had to end that day.
Well, that's how it goes.
You know, that's just not something that you do on purpose, for sure.
I know duck hunters, if they can help it, they won't shoot a hen at all, of any kind of duck.
Even
if that's the only thing flying.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah, so, and even though
even though it's legal, and you don't have to do everything that's, you know, I mean, that's the point of it, is to save your game for, you know, and make sure that there's plenty of game next time around.
That's exactly right. I asked a buddy one time, how'd you do duck hunting today? He goes, there weren't many ducks flying. I said, did you get anything? He goes, oh, yeah. He says, Chappie busted a Susie in the egg maker.
What? What?
What?
Yeah, so quite an expression. I figured it out, but it took me a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. You have yourself a good, it's when you're in heck today, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, man, it just picked up. It just gusted here like crazy. So, yeah, I just feel for these guys out there trying to duck hunt and goose hunt. So I just hope they call it a day and say, let's go get some coffee and relax. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right. See you later. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. That wind's picking up, and temperatures are going to drop. But you know what? I'm very happy here for a while. I'm going to be here for an hour or two before I head out, and my little EX35 gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is just functioning perfectly. And as the temperature in the room may drop a little bit or may not, depending on, you know, how things go. It hasn't kicked in since the last hour, and it's just sitting there waiting. And when that temperature drops a degree, it'll pop it up another degree, and everything will be happy. That's the way it works. These gas fireplaces are unbelievable. No wood to carry, no flue to worry whether it's open or closed, no chimney sweeping needed, you know, no creosote in the chimney catching fire, no smoke in your house, no rolled-up newspapers, no hauling wood, just there it is. Yes, indeed. Pellet, gas, electric, or wood? Insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. They carry Enviro and Regency and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too. And also, they do have a good supply of pellets, that's for sure. So, yes, we love the people. We love the service. We love the product knowledge. And just, you know, everything about this whole operation is professional and friendly, and you'll enjoy the prices, too. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Give them a call, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's off the, that's coming from the bridge. That's Evans Avenue exit, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. It's the 79th annual outdoor show, National Outdoor Show. That's what it's called. 79 years of that. Welcome to the 79th National Outdoor Show, Friday, Saturday, February 27th and 28th at 3485 Golden Hill Road. Write that down, Church Creek. Put that in your GPS. The show opens Friday at 5, Saturday at 9. Admission is just $8 for adults and $4 per child. It's home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Quite an event. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen and trappers. Watermen and wildlife, proud to show you the best that comes from their boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surround them. And most of all, they hope to share the unique spirit and character of the hardworking people that live there, who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in their traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests and educational exhibits and deer measuring. Leisurely shopping for all. You can savor the local seafood delicacies, including muskrat, not seafood, but cooked in the old-fashioned way. Yep, Mr. Flowers will make sure there's plenty of muskrat for the skinning championship and for the menu. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday, Saturday, February 27th and 28th. That's coming up in a couple weeks. See you at the 79th National Outdoor Show. I'll be there with the Bucks, Bears, Stags. For times and details, visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. Hey, you know, Albright's Gun Shop, they're having a sale. Now, they have one of the largest collections of new and used firearms in the region. I mean, it's just fantastic, including classic Remingtons, 1100s, left-hand 1187s, 20, or left-hand 1100s, 20-gauge 1187s. So this is coming up the same dates as the National Outdoor Show, the 27th and 28th, from 10 to 7 on Friday and 10 to 2 on Saturday. First Light, that's the clothing that you see on Meat Eater, and Barber Clothing, all 40% off, and what a blowout sale. All new and used firearms, all new and used guns are on sale. They're having a free giveaway, too. You can win a classic pre-owned Remington 1187. It's a 12-gauge Sportsman Field shotgun. Register in the store. No purchase necessary for a chance to win. I'll be registered. I'd like to have one of those myself. 36 East Dover Street in historic Eastern Maryland. Call 410-820-8811. Albright'sGunShop.com. Redesigned website. You'll really enjoy it. It's nice to look at. Albright's, right here in downtown Easton. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers. Don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Bird stands in the corner with the barrel so straight. I look out the window and over the gate. The big fat rabbits are jumping in the grass. Wait till they hear my old shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie, I done saw your track. Look out, Mr. Rabbit, when I cock my hammer back. Well, over on the ridge is a scaly bark. Hickory nuts are big, you can see them in the dark. The big fat squirrels, they scratch and they fight. I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail, tonight you'll be in the pot. Thank you.
because she was tall and thin. I asked her what she had. She said a Fox 410. I looked her up and down, said, boy, this is love. So we headed for the brush to shoot a big fat dove. Shotgun boogie. Boy, the feathers flew. Look out, Mr. Dove, when she draws a bead on you. I sat down on a log, took her on my lap. She said, wait a minute, bud, you got to see my pap. He's got a 16-gauge choked down like a rifle. He don't like a man that's a-gonna trifle. Shotgun boogie draws a bead so fine. Look out, big boy, he's loaded all the time.
All right, a little Tennessee Ernie for you. Little reminder of days gone by when small game was king. Rabbits and squirrels. Yes, indeed. Mr. Lee, you remember those days?
Hey, Alan, I could listen to that music all day long.
Yep.
And, classic music.
Yep. Tennessee Ernie, yep. 16 ton, and what do you get? Yep.
Yep. And I remember driving down south to go fishing and heading down into the backwoods, and that's all you could find on the local
on the radio.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to take a canoe trip, though, listen, you better be careful if you hear that banjo music, brother.
I am up.
especially coming from a porch in one of the houses, that's for sure.
You know, I've seen a little bit of that on the upper Susquehanna.
Oh, hey, buddy. Yeah,
islands up there.
let me tell you, when I was a kid, I used to, same guy that went rabbit hunting. We'd do wading trips up there for smallmouth on the North Branch and the West Virginia side. Going some of those back roads up through that part of West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, tar paper shacks, the whole deal. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
You know, those are the real people, dude.
No question, buddy.
They're the real people.
Exactly.
It was cold that day. I think when I went out in the evening to hunt that deer.
Yeah.
Mr. Big, I think it was in the teens, if not single digits.
Right.
And Alan, I think I had 8 Hot Pockets in every place I could stick them.
Yeah. On your neck, wild. In your pockets, in your gloves, in your boots. Yeah.
Between that and buck fever. And I haven't had good buck fever in a long time. That deer had me messed up.
you're not the only one, buddy. You're not the only one. I talked to another friend the other day.
That was such a rush.
He missed the monster twice. He shot his own fence first time.
Yeah.
he shot a hole in his board fence.
Well, this was my, I think it was like the second or last day of archery, and that was the only opportunity. We did the deer after. I'll tell you what, the tracking, what little spots of what I explained.
Yeah.
Walking in that snow.
Oh yeah.
A friend of mine and my daughter did all the way to the back of our property, then adjoining property.
Right.
Just to search and check, make sure we didn't find anything.
Right.
But breaking through that snow and tracking was incredible. I mean, it was downright scary, dangerous.
Oh no! Hey, tell me. I'll tell. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It was dangerous. That's for sure. I told you I fell twice. So you know it's just how it goes. But. And one of them, I was 10 yards from the truck coming down over the bank.
Yeah. So. It's not going anywhere. This stuff isn't melting or going.
No, it's not. Not till middle of the week. So, but I will have a pair of those strap-on ice creepers, corkers, or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I'll have those by next year, that's for sure.
Yep. Well, I used a walking staff. Yeah, I had literally two walking staffs just to navigate around.
Yeah.
But so when I got that with that big doe that I got.
Yeah.
I got it to the ravine on the back side of my property, which is all uphill, and I was like by myself.
Oh man.
You'll get it. No. You'll love this one.
All right.
So I got two anchor ropes for our boat. Alan, this is the truth. Tied it around the neck of the deer.
Right.
Hooked the rope, other end of the rope, up to my pickup truck.
Oh, good grief. Yeah.
and drove it up the hill and drug it. My wife was, she was like, I said, just yell out the window if I'm bouncing off of any trees.
Right.
Slid right up the hill all the way up to my driveway.
Well, it would have been easy. Yeah, it would have been easy to get one out as long as you didn't have to go downhill. I mean, uphill with it, you know. So
No. This was all having to get it uphill, and it saved me easily an hour. If not a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
I was struggling just to get it that close to my property.
Sure. A lot of guys use those. A lot of those guys use those jet sleds, those little Eagle Claw boats that they have. Have you seen those?
A jet sled? No.
I think that's what it's called. Well, it's just a little. It's a little fiberglass boat. I used to use when I hunted in Pennsylvania. I used to use one of those about 5 foot long plastic sleds.
Oh yeah.
You know, but this is just an expanded version of that. They have these boats in like three sizes, and I see guys using those all the time. Eagle Claw makes them. They're little, maybe 4 foot boat, 5 foot boat. You know, you can get them different sizes. You just load your deer in there and pull them out on a rope. You know.
Well, that's kind of the method I had.
Definitely the method you have.
I used it. It's called a Toyota Tundra sled.
Well, that worked. That worked.
I didn't have any help.
Cause, right.
Everybody was at work and.
Oh sure.
And then I got a friend I'm giving it to today.
Good. Yeah. Well, talking about getting a deer out, years and years ago, I bought a cart. With a frame on the side and handle, and it's got wheels that are angled wider at the bottom than at the top. And it really is all terrain. I mean, it really is. And it'll go over logs and everything else. But first time I used it, I shot a big buck up in Cecil County. And the deer went down the ridge, through the swamp, up on the next ridge, and I couldn't find it. And eventually I did, and I found it by smelling it. It was that ruddy. I'd walked by it twice. Eventually, I found it in the laurel, And I'm like, how am I going to get this thing out of that muck and that marsh and everything else? So I got my cart, got him on the side of the hill, got him on the cart, strapped him down with bungee cords, and started wheeling. And, man, we went right through that marsh and right through the woods and over the logs and everything else, and weighed that deer at Sarge's in Elkton at 196 pounds field dressed.
Oh, that's a monster.
He was a monster. Not much of a rack, an 8-point, not much of a rack, but boy, I'll never forget the weight. So
when they get in that 150 plus, I don't care. Regardless, it's going to be a job.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
So, I typically can use my ATV to get to them, but the ATV was, useless.
On that ice, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, it just flies around, doesn't penetrate the crust.
All right, buddy. Well, look, invite me to go perch fishing when it gets decent.
If it falls out, fall out.
Well, now somebody said the other day with this ice, they may just spawn and leave, huh?
I'm not gonna do the drilling the hole in the ice and all that crap.
I know.
That's for the young boys, young girls.
Yeah, you if I go up to Deep Creek, I may call my buddy up there and venture out for an hour or two. But I'm not sitting all day watching a perch pull an ice jig.
I used to enjoy that, but not if. My ice auger is hanging up in the rafters. It's probably been sitting there for 40 years.
Yeah, gotcha. All right, buddy. Got to go.
All right.
Thanks, okay, Lee. Talk soon.
Okay.
See ya. There you go. Let's talk to Don in Delaware. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing good. Better than the rest of the world.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. What part of Delaware are you in, buddy?
Middletown.
Middletown. Yep.
Yeah, it's... Well, I had to tell you, this was like last Saturday, and I never saw so many deer in one spot. You know, we were coming back. Me and my daughter was coming back from, the grocery store shop, and we're coming down this one part. You got to slow down because there are speed bumps. And on the one side is like a ravine where all water like a pond. And on the other side, the other part of the hill, and it's all wooded. And
right.
This was like around 1 o'clock, and I never expected to see it. My daughter spotted them, says, look, there's deer. And they're running across from the ravine up to the hill. And I saw a couple of them, and we saw the albino.
Oh, yeah.
And we haven't seen it for a while. And you only see, like, maybe two or three at a time.
Yeah.
But here they come across the road, coming up from the ravine, and I'm slowing down because there's that speed bump there. And here comes these other deer up from the ravine, and they stopped in the road. Well, I stopped, and they saw me, and they started going across the road. And here they come in pairs of, like two or three at a time.
Right.
All sizes of them.
Yeah.
And if there was one, they had to be 30 of them.
Wow. Well, tis the season.
I mean, I could have kicked myself because I didn't have a camera to record that, and it made my day. And I'm sitting there, and the cars are piling up behind me, and I was really surprised that their fur was really dark. And like gray near the end, and where the belly is white,
deer have two different types of fur. They have a summer coat and winter coat. A lot of animals do. You know, the long-tailed weasel is sometimes in the winter called an ermine because its coat turns from dark brown to white with black accents. But a deer in the summertime, has a reddish fur. It's very short and it's very dense. It's three times as dense in the summer as it is in the winter, because in the winter the hair is longer and it's hollow. It's hollow. That's how they can lay in the snow. They have hollow hair that's insulated against the cold. How about that?
Yeah. Because their fur was really dark. Almost like a black. And it was gray, around the sides,
Sure.
It was almost pure white, like the snow. Of course, everything's ice now.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
I guess what I was figuring, that many, they must have been, scavenging for water or something to drink.
Well, that's their nature, is to get together in the wintertime. They herd up in the wintertime. All the different family groups get together. The bucks mix with the does. The bucks lose their antlers. They're not breeding anymore for the most part. I mean, there'll be some that are still carrying their antlers into March, but most of the time you'll see those big family groups. They all get together, and they do that because that's what they do. They're herd animals, so...
Yeah, I've never seen that many, and especially in the middle of the day. Usually you see them dawn or dusk.
Sure.
Out, and you have to watch it when you go up this road,
Cooper
Farm Road. It's a village brook. It's mobile homes, and that's
got it.
Where I live. And you see everything from possum to fox and the deer and all that. And
sure.
I was just stunned.
Well, you had a fantastic experience there, Don. I appreciate that, telling us about it, that's for sure, sharing it with the audience. So,
and I had to tell you, that they boy, the thicket deer are thriving up around here. You know, it's a lot of wooded, and it just floored me. I'm just stunned, and cars are piling up. I'm glad I was the one that was there, because you get some people are in a hurry. They would have tried to ride through it, but
Now those, Don,
let them go.
Those will be white-tailed deer that you're seeing, not sicka deer. Those are white-tailed deer.
But so. They were, like I say, I thought they were sicka deer because of the size. They're smaller than the other deer. I see mostly sicka deer up here.
In Middletown?
Yeah, I mean, because I know the size of a deer. You know, I see plenty of the deer back in Baltimore, that area around Maryland there, you know. But on Eastern Shore, I mostly see the sicka deer, the smaller deer, up here.
And, okay. All right, bud. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you sharing, and we'll talk to you next trip, okay?
Okay, you have a good one.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Take care. All right. He mentioned the speed bump. I have an irrational fear of speed bumps. I really do. But I'm slowly getting over it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're here to take your phone call. But I think we'll tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop while we're talking about that. You know, Clyde's has a great selection, and he asked me to talk about the X-Bolt centerfire rifles. Every model, from the gold medallion to the stainless steel stalker, the micro medallion, the standard, the X-Bolt 2, the Hell's Canyon models, all those, he's got a lot of X-Bolts. And he'd like to say to you, stop on by, because there's no better time to own an X-Bolt. All the X-Bolt models. You can check them out at Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, competitive prices, I'll just say that. All of them have a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, an adjustable trigger. They're bolt action. They got all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. And, you can own a very, very high-quality firearm from Clyde's Sports Shop, and you'll be happy with the price. We'll just leave it like that. Now, don't forget, there's another shotgun shooting sports, sporting clays and trap and skeet and all that. That's all coming up here in the spring, too. Why don't equip yourself with a new Satori shotgun from Browning, a Browning Satori? Yes, indeed. Competitive prices on all Browning firearms and on the Satoris, too, all the models, CRX and the field model and the White Lightning and all those. Check all the over and under Satoris out, too. So you got the Satoris and the X-Bolts. Take a look. No better time to own one of these fine Browning firearms from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 is your phone number. ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com. It's a website, open 7 days a week. And stop by, you know, for firearms and ammunition, scope mounting, and all the accessories, hunting accessories. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home.
For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Calling all outdoor lovers, don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick, scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
Pass it on. I enjoy doing that. I got two grandkids, 5 and 6 years old. Took both of them hunting for granddaughter's first time. Actually, was in the stand with me, and after the third sicka deer she spooked, I said, baby, you're going to have to get down behind the window here, and when a deer come in, Pop-Pop's going to shoot one, and then you can stand up and see him, okay? Okay, Pop-Pop. So she put a little purple headphones on, or pink headphones on, got on her iPad. She's sitting there and doing that. Four deer came in. Pop-Pop picked out the big hind and shot. Did you get him, Pop-Pop? Yep. Okay, where is it? It's laying over there. Fortunately, the deer expired on the platform right behind the feeder, and she couldn't get a real good look at it. But she got to see a bunch of deer come in after that. So we had a spike and 4-point, and a bunch of hinds, nice hinds. And so That was my first hunting with my granddaughter. Grandson, took him last year day, took him this year day. Sick of deer. We got to see a lot of deer, too. So it was always fun. So we're going to pass that on. Yep, we're going to pass it on. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I don't know if we have time for another call or not, but I know what we do have time for. Time for me to tell you one more time about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and the great freestanding wood and pellet stoves and the big green egg barbecue grills, the gas fireplace inserts, the wood fireplace inserts, the pellet fireplace insert, or even the electric fireplace insert. So a lot of the electric ones, for people that have housing complexes and stuff, they're in housing developments and are not allowed to have gas or wood or pellets, the electric ones make a great heat source, that's for sure. And, man, the quality and the variety of the wood and pellet freestanding stoves is unbelievable. They've got a lot of them. For the gas fireplace inserts, Enviro and Regency and the rest. So check it out. Make sure you go there to BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. They're located right off Route 50. You'll go past them when you hit the exit there at exit 44B. They're located on Drummer Drive. Evans Avenue is the exit coming from the bridge. 827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Check out the Hearth America Facebook page or visit BackyardBillies.com. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. All right. That'll be the last commercial message of the hour. And let's see who's texting us here. Oh, man. That is crazy, Lee. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12 deer in the backyard. Pretty cool, buddy. Pretty cool. Yes, indeed. I haven't seen a gang of deer at all this year. The 6 is the most I've seen. But, you know, is what it is. What do you think? Should we petition a DNR for an extension in case of bad weather for the primitive season? You know. See, maybe we could do it the 8th, 9th, and 10th or something like that. 10th, 11th, 12th. We'll see what they say. Hey, there's the music. Good show, folks. Good show. Didn't get any requests for tickets, but as we get closer, maybe we'll get some tickets to give away for the National Outdoor Show. You can always contact me, you know, off the air. Go to the website and find my contact information or email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll give away 4 tickets to the first 2 emailers, that's for sure. But anyway, listen, your family loves you, the Lord loves you. So it's time to get out, stay safe this week. Especially, don't even go out there today if you don't have to. Windy's nasty and cold. But love the Lord, love your family, faith, family, friends, and freedom. See you next week.